Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Blues in the Night. That's our theme with the Dorothy Moore. And if that wasn't my theme, then Clarence Carter would have it.
Good loving before.
Okay, that was Clarence Carter with Messing With My Mind. Thank you for joining me. I'm the professor, and I'm coming to you from the Montreal region where we've had an absolutely horrible day. Gray, rain, snow. So we need some good blues, and we're going to continue with the Bobby Murray Band from his album The Blues Is Now. This is an instrumental called Vicky. All right, that's the Bobby Murray Band. Bobby was a guitarist for Etta James for many years, and I love his clean guitar sound. Before I go any further, I would like to thank some of my faithful listeners. Of course, my wife, Barbara, and Gaia Bocelli, who is our boss here at the Essence of Success Network. Bob DeSalvo and Lucie Chabot, who listened to me in Montreal faithfully. And, of course, my good friend, Carolyn Pendleton-Gardner, who is known also as the only black lady in the state of Iowa. And I know that she loves Ovie Wright, and I love Ovie Wright. And so for you, Carolyn, I picked out a really good single. This was originally done by Lou Rawls back in the day, and this is called Your Good Thing Is About to End.
To beg you to hold me, cause somebody else will. You don't have to love me when I want it, cause somebody else sure will. About to come to an end. Hey, hey, baby, I'm talking about your real thing. Show about to end. All those nights I watched the four walls. You know you're leaving.
Yeah, that's Olby Wright, and that's for Carolyn. And I have to say that Lou Rawls sang that song pretty well, but he definitely did not sing it like Olby Wright. It's kind of rare that sometimes country music crosses over into soul, but that's the case with the next song. Dorothy Moore is really one of my favorite singers, and she did an old George Jones tune called "He Still Thinks," or "He Thinks I Still Care," rather. Which was later done by Connie Francis, oddly enough. And this sounds pretty good as far as I'm concerned.
Just because I ask a friend about him, just because I spoke his name somewhere, just because I dialed his number by mistake, oh, he thinks I I'm sorry.
There we had a certain connection to gospel because O.B. Wright sang with the Sunset Travelers in the song before that, and I didn't know until recently that Dorothy Moore's father sang with the Blind Boys of Mississippi. So now we have another connection. This is a song by Shamika Copeland, and she is the daughter of Johnny Copeland, who was one of the great Texas blues guitarists. And this is a song called Married to the Blues. Start to pass. That's a long version of Married to the Blues by Shamika Copeland, and I want to talk now about a little bit about one of the first blues albums I think I ever bought, and probably still one of my favorites, and that's Junior Wells, and this is on Delmark. This song is called Ships on the Ocean. It's from Hoodoo Man Blues, which was done on Delmark Records way back when, and the guitarist here is Buddy Guy. Junior Wells and Buddy Guy back from the old days, and now we're going to go on to something a little more contemporary. This is Audrey Madison Turner and I Smell Trouble.
Mm-hmm. let me be. Now people talk about me, Lord, I know they talk about me night and day. But I said, Lord, please forgive them. And I go some other way, but I swear, trouble. Lord, I smell trouble ahead of me. But oh, worry and trouble, I declare they won't let me be.
I had a great voice of Audrey Turner and I Smell Trouble. Last week we did a couple of songs from J.B. Huddle, and I didn't get a chance to play his nephew, Little Ed. And this is Little Ed from an album that came out in 2006 on Alligator Records, and this is a song called Nobody's Fault But Mine.
Thank you. I tell you she's gone. She left me all alone.
I'd rather be on.
this is our fifth show on on Blues in the Night, and if anybody's been listening for 5 weeks, they know I love guitar blues, and they know I love back-to-back guitar blues, and they know I love live performances. And so here's Albert Collins from the Montreux Jazz Festival in 1979 with a live version of Cold, Cold Feeling.
Little tune called, I Got a Cold, Cold Feeling. Very good friend of mine. We used to do a lot of shows together, Mr. T-Bone Walker. And I decided I'd do it over. Yeah, he's one of my houses. I mean, Gate Mile Brown, Freddie King, and all them people from my hometown. Yeah. How about Mr. Gate Mile Brown a hand, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you very much. I met the man in my teens, my early 20s, Mr. B.B. King. How about giving him a hand?
a great live performance from Albert Collins at the Montreal Jazz Festival. We're going to change things up a little bit now after we've done a little guitar blues. We're going to do a song by the great jazz funk guitarist James Blood Ulmer, but this is a little bit different. This is a kind of sardonic version, if you like, of a Jimmy Reed tune back from the day called Going to New York, and this is from an album called No Escape from the Blues, which was recorded in 2003 at the Electric Lady Studios in New York City.
I'm going to New York, get on the New York quiz show. Gonna get myself some of all of that dough. I'm going to New York.
Going to New York.
I'm going to New York.
Going to New York.
I'm going to New York. I'm going if I have to walk. I've been down south, you know, I've been out east. I've been out west, but I'm not going to rest till I get to New York.
I'm going 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 to New York. I'm going if I have to walk. I've been there, honey, I've been some of everywhere. I'm going to New York.
Going to New York.
I'm going to New York.
Going to New York.
I'm going to New York. I'm going there for half to walk.
Big fan of James Blood Ulmer, and we're definitely going to hear from him in some future shows, but in probably in a little different context than that. And every show we have to have something a little different, and the James Vaught Ulmer song is one, and another one is this next tune, which was recorded in 1957 in a live show at the Birdland Club in Seattle, Washington. And this is Big Jane McNeely, the famous honker saxophonist from the 1950s with his band, with a gentleman called Sonny Warner on vocals. This was recorded live on a two-track Ampex tape recorder, and it's hard to believe that how good it is. It's the 1955 Ray Charles song that everybody knows called I Got a Woman.
Get on the right track, baby.
Good to me.
Great club ambience in that cut, and it sounds pretty good for being recorded in that two-track Ampex tape recorder back in 1957. We want to do, first of all, a little bit of a, I wouldn't say a commercial, but I want to remind you that this is on the Essence of Success Network, and that our good friend Lennis, who runs the network, has a show on Wednesday here at 5 o'clock Pacific time called Hot Topics, and you should join her if you can, and then if you and she finishes, to try to join us back over on Spreaker, where I do a political show every Wednesday night with from 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock with Brenda White and Jacqueline Lambert. So that could make a good Wednesday evening of listening for you. And then on Friday, Lennis does her traffic jam show at 5 o'clock on Pacific time, and her psychic readings on Sunday at 3 o'clock. So please patronize her shows. She does a really great job, and I think you'll enjoy it. We're going to go on now with Eddie James, and this is That's All Right.
Another girl, but that's all right. Well, sometimes I wonder who's loving you tonight. You told me, baby, your love for me was strong. When I woke up this morning, your big words had gone, but that's all right. I know you love another gal, but that's all right. Sometimes I wonder who. once upon a time. If I'd be yours, little boy, you'd be mine. But that's all right. I know you love another girl, but that's all right. Sometimes I wonder,
all right, that's Etta James. And now we're going to go to John Hammond. John Hammond Jr., who is the son of John Hammond, the famous record producer. And John Hammond Jr. did a lot of blues albums back in the day when he was very young. He's still out there. He's now in this particular album singing with Charlie and the Nightcats. And this is a little Walter song called Just Your Fool.
I love you, baby, and no one else. I ain't crazy, you are my baby. I'm just your fool. I'm just your fool. I must confess, I love you, baby. I take your mess. I ain't lying, no need to jive. I'm just your fool. Must be trying to drive me crazy, or treating me the way you do. But I'm asking, please have mercy, darling. Let me be happy too. You gotta leave me for someone new. Buy me a shotgun and dedicate. And I ain't lying, no need to jive. Just your fool.
John Hammond, Just Your Fool. And we're going to go to Robert Cray now. I promised to play some Robert Cray. This is a live thing from Mobile, Alabama. One of his better songs, Our Last Time. I hope the sound is good. Shower and start Great song from Robert Cray in a live performance in Mobile, Alabama. Well, we're kind of at the end of our show. First thing I'd like to do before we leave is to thank everybody for listening. Barbara, of course, and my good friend Carolyn. You see, Bob DeSalvo and all my other friends who are out there, and my new listener, Miss Pretty. Happy to have you here, and I hope you'll be back. I want to finish with a little bit of jazz funk here from one of my favorite guitarists, O'Donnell Levy, who's played with almost everybody you can think of in jazz and in blues, and I think I first heard him with Jimmy McGriff. This is from an album called Killer Jazz Funk from the Groove Merchant Vault. Everybody knows Groove Merchant Records. I would like to get to play some of this stuff in the future. I hope I have people who would like to listen to it. This is a song called I Want to Make It With You. And good night, and thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you back here next week.